And today we have an incredible story. It's a fantastic story, but it is a true story of a drowning man. And Padre Pio, could he help? Hello friends, and welcome to this channel, Following Padre Pio. Here, through a series of short stories, we bring you events in the life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to see what his intercession can do for you. We do encourage everyone to enroll your Mass prayer intentions, because we have a Mass every Friday dedicated to Padre Pio, in which we bring your intentions to Padre Pio. Just see the video on the end screen on how to enroll them, and be part of our apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. We'd really appreciate that. In the story today, we can see here a photograph of Donald Fitzgerald. And in it, there is an insert of a relic badge that he always carried with him. And this is the story of Donald and this relic badge. Now, Donald Fitzgerald was born and reared in Dublin in Ireland. And his parents had 16 children, but half of them were lost as infants. And so from the age of 15, he had to start working, and he became an apprentice stonemason, making beautiful buildings, churches out of stone. And soon after this, after he started, he became very ill with stomach ulcers, and he had to go in for surgery. There were 3 surgeries, and while he was so ill, one of his friends had been to San Giovanni Rotondo, and he brought back with him a relic badge, this relic badge we have seen of Padre Pio, and he gave it to Donald, and Donald always wore this around his neck from that time onwards. Now, work was very scarce in Dublin, and so he was forced to move to a small fishing village in the County Galway, that's in Ireland. And there he worked on a fishing boat. Now, the work of this boat mainly entailed fishing for prawns. And after 12 months he had been working there, they now headed out. This was January 1975, and the captain, Donald, and 4 men set out for a fishing trip of 10 days. So it needed to be 10 days to be profitable. And after the 4th day, they were now 200 miles off the coast of Ireland. And then the weather changed. It started to look bad, and it became very bad. And by this time, they only had half their catch. So they had to do what they could to carry on fishing. The next day, however, the weather really turned bad, and there was now a gale, a force 8 or 9 blowing. And so the captain decided they cannot carry on, and they called for the nets to be brought aboard, and they were going to head for shore. The nets at this stage were filled with prawns, and the waves were reaching 15 or 20 feet in height. So now you can imagine this large bag of prawns and fish swinging from side to side on the boat. And Donald's job was to pull the rope that would release the catch into the hull of the boat. He already had his sea legs, so he was able to take into account the swaying of the boat. But at one point, a very strong wave bashed against the boat. A double wave hit the boat. The net swung out of control. It bashed into Donald and knocked him overboard. And the problem is that Donald could not swim. But even in this raging sea, even if he was a good swimmer, it would have been impossible to manage. After a short time, he was carried at least 500 feet away from the boat, and now he realized he was going to drown. There's no other way. And so at this point, he grabbed for the relic of Padre Pio around his neck, and he invoked Padre Pio's help. And so you can imagine this, with the sea crashing all around him, the smell of salt. He's drowning, in the process of drowning, and suddenly he recalled a very beautiful smell. And then before him, he saw Padre Pio standing right in front of him. And Padre Pio told him, "Do not worry, he would not die." Shortly after that, he felt himself being lifted out of the water and being put back onto the boat. Doesn't recall how or who did it, but this happened. Well, the next day they carried on sailing, and the sea calmed down now, returned to normal. They were able to carry on fishing, and eventually they returned back to port with a catch. During the following years, Donald found work in London as a stonemason, and then he married an Irish girl named Elizabeth, and they had children, three children, two boys and a girl. And the boys, at the stage, they're now adults, they're working with their father, who's a qualified stonemason, and they're planning on building a monument to Padre Pio, with the permission, obviously, of the parish priest, and it will be the first such monument in London. And obviously, this is to honor this tremendous miracle that Padre Pio did for them. Now, just a reminder that soon we're going to be having another video on Padre Pio, so please do join us for this video. And our videos come out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And to be notified of the videos, you need to have subscribed to the channel and click the all button. Then YouTube will notify you of future videos. And also do enroll your Mass Praying Intentions, and then we'll also be able to notify you of future videos.